Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
We're really not fussed. Every organization, whether it be a corporation, a political party, a charity, the whole spectrum of organizations that have an impact on the environment, whether positive or negative, has the potential for information that they're covering up. And it's by no means all out there. There is an awful lot that we are aware of that we would love to see, but we just haven't got the information. We haven't got the ability to verify any of it. And I am sure that is just scraping the surface of what really is available and what people may have access to.
And was this inspired by WikiLeaks?
Almost definitely. EnviroLeaks wouldn't have happened without WikiLeaks. A website that I run called the Unsuited Blog has solicited for information and has been given information of the kind we're looking for. However, to run this as a going concern, proper infrastructure has to be set up. So a secure email channel has been set up, and we have various people available who can verify the information, which is certainly not something I could have done as an individual blogger.
On the EnviroLeaks website here, it says, EnviroLeaks has an agenda. Do you mind reading for me that your credo there, your agenda?
Well, the agenda itself is effectively to undermine the system that has created the environmental problems that we have. EnviroLeaks itself is a neutral environment. It doesn't have it doesn't discriminate, as I say. This is not something that will reject information just because it happens to have a go at some organization or another. It's all fair game. But certainly the agenda, as stated on the website, is the undermining of the destructive industrial system that is currently making the future of humanity and much other life on Earth untenable. So that agenda is something that people would find challenging, I'm sure. However, if people do agree with that agenda, that there is something that needs to be undermined, then EnviroLeaks is certainly the place to, it's certainly something that can help out with that.
The tagline here, EnviroLeaks, undermining just got easier.
Yes, that's right. That derives from something that I personally specialize in, which is this principle that in order to create change, you have to first create the circumstances by which change can take place. So targeting the things that are stopping us from changing effectively. And freedom of information is a very large facet of that. Freedom of information, or rather the control of information, is what often prevents people from allowing them to change their behavior, allowing them to understand what's actually going on. So by undermining that control of information, then change, positive change, can take place.
I want to talk a bit more about that. How do you see transparency improving the environment?
In terms of general, if we look at the overall political industrial system, then transparency really is not going to make a significant change because the system still exists. However, transparency in terms of allowing people to understand, well, actually, I thought this was a good thing, or, oh, I've been given a message by X corporation or X politician that it's a good thing to do this, or I've got to believe this. And in actual fact, what they're trying to achieve is completely the opposite, then that's where change can definitely take place. So that level of transparency is good. And we've got to be careful that we don't put anyone on a particular pedestal. So if you take some of the major environmental organizations, and I'm not going to name any, but I'm sure you can run them off the tip of your tongue, then they all have their own problems. And there are an awful lot of partnerships, dubious partnerships between certain NGOs and corporations, for instance, that have rather strange origins. And that kind of transparency, actually opening up, where did they get their funding from? Why are they working on behalf of this corporation? Why is this corporation working with this NGO, for instance? That level of transparency can certainly change people's minds, and we'll go, well, actually, I don't like the way the mainstream works. I don't like the way this whole system works. So I'm going to react to it. I'm going to rebel against it. And I think that level of transparency can really create change.
Well, what can you tell me about your vetting process? I mean, you preach a line of transparency, but you are also a gatekeeper of sorts. You're not going to just turn around and disclose every piece of information people send you, right?
Oh, absolutely not. We have a rule, for instance, that we will be very careful when it comes to disclosing personal information, just as WikiLeaks has a policy of redacting personal information. Where that information is considered to be superfluous, in other words, it's just there in passing and it's not pertinent to the information itself, then we will certainly leave that out. We'll also make a view as to whether any information at all is relevant. And we do have an upper level of classification as well. We don't deal with anything that's classified as confidential or secret official government terms. We leave that to WikiLeaks. We want to look at information that WikiLeaks will probably pass over because it's not considered to be sufficiently secret. Something that may be open to the employees of a company, for instance, it's still not in the public domain. So it's that kind of information, that level of information is potential dynamite. Just because it's not highly classified, it doesn't mean it's not useful.
You know, what you're doing with EnviroLeaks in some ways seems like another iteration of environmental journalism, and in some ways seems more like activism. How would you label this project?
I think you've really nailed it there. Good environmental journalism does rely on trusted sources, and investigative journalism wouldn't be required if information was out in public. So, yes, EnviroLeaks certainly fulfills that role to a certain extent, and we will be taking a journalistic approach to this. We're not just going to publish information and be done with it. It's going to be analysed for whatever ramifications there are behind that information. So, yes, we're moving on with journalism. The newspapers are generally owned by the large media conglomerates, so really can't be trusted as much as they used to be. And I do think that we're opening up a new era of how information is used. And journalism, or bloggers as journalists, I don't see much distinction really, providing they prove what they can do and in the quality of information that's released.
Keith Farnish, a spokesperson for a project called EnviroLeaks. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Jeff.